Brian Lehrer on WNYC. And to change the pace entirely, maybe you're shaking off your eggnog hangover, or maybe you're back at work, like me, clicking away at your computer. Either way, chances are you're assessing the gifts that you got for Christmas yesterday, or maybe the Hanukkah gifts that you got earlier in the month. And now that your great Aunt Mildred is sitting right next to you, you can be a little honest. Now that she's not sitting right next to you, I should say, you can be a little honest about the gift you got from her. So we're opening the phones for just a few minutes for you to tell us, what are you regifting? What are you definitely keeping? And what didn't you get that you're just going to go and buy for yourself since no one got the hint? 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. Again, the three questions. What are you definitely keeping? What are you regifting? And what are you just going to go get for yourself since no one got the hint? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. You know, I was so busy yesterday reading up on the latest fiscal cliff news that I didn't get a chance to open all my gifts. So this is probably good a time as any. So let's open this little box. And oh, it's a WNYC tote bag. Very thoughtful, but I have plenty of those. Definitely regifting. Let's see what's in this envelope. Huh, a gift card. Well, not the most personal, but definitely a keeper. Can't regift a gift card. Got to spend it. Wow, here's a big box. And inside, oh boy, exactly what I wanted, a vintage Neumann U87 microphone. It's got a tripolar FED condenser with a transformer-coupled output, electrically isolated backplates, and cardioid omni or figure eight patterns. The perfect gift. Definitely keeping it. Well, that's all my boxes. I guess I didn't get the new Brooklyn Nets jersey I was pining for to wear, ironically, as a Knicks fan. So I'm going to go online and just buy it myself. So there you have it, the gifts I'm regifting, the gifts I'm keeping, the gift I'm just going to go and get for myself since no one got the hint. What are yours? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We'll put you on the air right after this with those you're keeping, those you're regifting, and the ones that nobody got you that you're going to go out and buy for yourself. 212-433-9692. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, thanks to producer Jody Avagon for the fake gift ideas and the sound effects. And now to your real stories of the things that you got that you're keeping, that you're regifting, or that nobody got you and you're just going to go get for yourself. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Daisy in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi.
What'd you get?
Sister is usually the one that gives the gift cards, and she usually gets me CVS gift cards or Walgreens gift cards. And for Christmas, I got actually a better thing, Starbucks and Macy's. But I don't shop at Macy's, so I sold the Macy's gift card to my mom.
Ooh, the parent buyback program.
Yeah.
I do that with my kids sometimes. If they get something they really don't want, there's something I can do with it, then it's eligible for the parent buyback program.
Yeah, my mom paid me with an Amazon gift card. So.
Very nice. Okay, yeah. Daisy. Thank you very much. Happy holidays. Donna, returning a Christmas gift?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you, Brian?
Good. Happy holidays. Tell us about this gift.
Our relatives in Evanston sent us this beautiful rocking horse, which is actually a huge, like, woolly Sherpa bear rocking horse for our little baby. Hmm. And it's so lovely, but it's not really Brooklyn apartment sized.
Uh-huh.
And we have no room for it. So we're actually, we're on the FDR going to return it right now.
We've had a few of these, raising two kids in a Manhattan apartment over the years, right? People, you know, who really care about you, but maybe they just kind of don't get the dimensions of your life.
I guess that's what it is. I mean, I wish we could keep it. It's such a thoughtful gift. It's looks really fun. I'm sure the baby would enjoy it, but
there's something, you know, in general about giving anything that's really big that you expect people to keep in their homes, you know?
I guess, well, maybe other places in the country it's totally acceptable when people have basements and full-size homes.
Okay, Donna, thanks a lot. Good luck with it. Maddie in Princeton. Hi there. What'd you get?
Well, I got a hair straightener.
Keeping it?
Yes, definitely.
You have curly hair?
No, I don't.
Oh, so you don't need a hair straightener?
Well, I have wavy hair.
Ah, I see. And you're regifting something else, right?
Yeah, I'm regifting a sweater that's way too small for me.
And there you go. You have that person in mind yet who's smaller than you?
Yes, my little sister.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay, Maddie. Merry Christmas. Rick in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Rick.
How you doing?
Good. What'd you get?
I got a recliner. It was in a large box. I was supposed to get that last year.
That's a big gift. So you know, this was something you wanted?
This is something I wanted. It had come last year due to finance. And when it did come, I told my wife, oh, that's the recliner. And they denied it vehemently. No, that's not it. It's not it. I said, okay, all right.
Until
then I told her, oh, it must be the snowblower. Then when I opened it up, it was the recliner.
Do you love it?
I have to put it together.
Oh. It's an IKEA recliner.
Yes. Heated massage recliner.
Rick, thank you very much. Emma in Manhattan. Hi, Emma. Emma, I'm going to come back to you. Marilyn in Westchester. Hi, Marilyn. What'd you get?
Hi. Well, I have a little bit of a different twist on this, which I told your screener. Every Thanksgiving, we pick out names from a hat, and that's who you buy a gift for in my family. So this year, the gifts were really very thoughtful. For example, my sister just moved to a small town in Maryland for work, and I went on the web and found a spa near her house. So I got her a gift certificate for a massage. And then one of my other sisters gave my husband a new book about Jewish jocks. So it's a very thin book, but it's very entertaining. And it was just, I don't know, everyone's gifts were just very thought. My daughter gave me cooking lessons, which I've been looking into. And so it was just a really sweet kind of Hanukkah this year.
Sounds like everybody had the personal touch.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
Very nice, Marilyn. Thank you. Let's see. I'm told that of the 22 comments on our Facebook page, 4 people are returning a scarf. So let that be a lesson to you if you're planning on giving somebody a scarf next year. Chris on Facebook writes, I got Family Guy pajamas. I guess my dad thinks I'm still 15. I'm 22. And on a more earnest note, and this is always a good idea, and especially this year, several people suggesting that you re-gift to a charity, particularly post-Sandy. Also, you can get the tax deduction if that matters to you. So re-gift to a charity if you can. Kate in Rockland. Hi, Kate.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What'd you get?
I got 4 medium-sized shirts from my in-laws, and I'm 5 months pregnant. So those are definitely going to go back for some store credit for maternity clothes.
Are they trying to tell you something?
I don't know. Like, if she just went shopping and she didn't really think, but I just was like, okay, thanks.
Thank you very much. Jan and Danbury. Hi, Jan.
Hello. I'm very happy to say I finally got what I always wanted, a ukulele.
Oh, ukulele. You always wanted a ukulele? Can you play the ukulele?
Well, I can play guitar, but the thing is I have a new grandson, and I want to be able to sing with him.
Aww.
So my family said, oh, I guess so. They're all musicians.
Do you have it right there? Can you pluck a few
right
strings?
Right here, no. It's in its little case, I'm sorry to say, but okay. It's wonderful.
Well, what a great story, because when somebody becomes a grandparent, to start learning a new musical instrument at that time, What a fabulous thing. So, Jan, thank you very much. Enjoy your ukulele. I'm glad you finally got one.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
And since you can't beat a ukulele, we're going to end this right here. But if you want to keep posting on our comments page, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show, or on Facebook, it's Brian Lehrer WNYC, or on our Twitter feed, at Brian Lehrer. You can keep telling all your fellow listeners what you got that you're going to keep, or re-gift, or nobody called to say that they were going to go out and buy something for themselves because nobody got it. That guy waited a full year for his recliner. So maybe some of you are going to be more impatient. So use our social media for that, and thanks for your calls. All right? And coming up next, we have a great segment that actually should send all of you to our website, because we're going to look through the many great images that you submitted to the Brian Lehrer Show 2012 Photo Gallery. The New York Times photo editor James Estrin is here, and he will choose his favorites among the many amazing shots that you sent us. You could check out the slideshow we've put together of James's picks and all 300-plus if you want to go through the whole catalog. Brian Lehrer Show listener photos from 2012 at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we'll talk about them in a minute.